USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There is suspense surrounding the president's upcoming decision of who to name to succeed John Kelly as his chief of staff. Rumored to be on the president's shortlist, Republican North Carolina Congressman Mark Meadows, who won't say for sure whether he'd accept the position if offered.
You don't answer a question before it's asked, but I can say this, that because it's an honor, certainly I'm favorably inclined to at least have a discussion with the president.
Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort in the special counsel's office to be back in court later today, a status conference that will follow the special counsel Robert Mueller's report that accuses Manafort of concealing direct and indirect interactions with White House officials, a claim that Manafort denies. Hundreds of thousands still without power in six states down south after a wintry storm, and this is USA Radio News.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
When pros go to the Home Depot, they want to get what they need quickly and get back to the job. That's why pros count on the Home Depot's free in-store pickup. Online orders, ready in as little as 2 hours, to grab the moment they arrive. That saves time. Pro Extra members save even more with exclusive offers and benefits. Time-saving free in-store pickup, extra benefits, and exclusive offers for Pro Extra members. Only at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing.
5 Marines who've been listed as missing after a mid-air crash last week are now listed as having been killed. The Marine Corps declaring them dead yesterday. They'd been lost when 2 planes collided during a refueling exercise off the coast of Japan. Another Marine was killed. 1 was rescued and remains in fair condition. Congress could vote on a new farm bill before the week is out. The House expected to vote on it as soon as tomorrow. The Senate would then vote on Thursday. The deal offers some financial security for farmers who are suffering from the administration's trade war with China. An Ohio man, Joseph Damon, accused of plotting to bomb a Toledo area synagogue in the name of ISIS, but the FBI nabbed him before he could do so.
Mr. Joseph's target was more than just a synagogue. It was our American way of life, in which we are free to hold our own individual values and beliefs.
That's a federal prosecutor in the case, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Some protesters making their presence known on Capitol Hill yesterday. What was the issue? Well, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
We gotta rise up till it's won.
Environmental protesters were on Capitol Hill pushing for what they're dubbing the New Green Deal. Former California Assemblyman Republican Chuck DeVore tells Fox News, this is not a good deal for you.
I think that in America, though, with this Green New Deal, you're going to see indirect taxation. In other words, more subsidies, more taxes, more mandates and regulations. You're going to see more cost for fuel, and it's going to really hit the working poor and the middle class the most.
Men and women who own and run America's small businesses continue to really like what they see as they look forward. The Small Business Optimism Index for November was within sight of all-time highs, although it's down slightly from October's reading. Plans for capital spending and job creation were up, though. And former Boston mob boss Whitey Bulger's family is planning to sue the government for wrongful death, wanting to know why the 89-year-old gangster who was confined to a wheelchair was sent to such a violent prison. Other inmates beat him to death just hours after he arrived. Remember, you can find us online anytime you're surfing around on the interwebs. We're at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.